Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
As yet another winter approaches, international concern for Ukrainian civilians is increasing. For well over 1,000 days, Russian armed forces have attacked Ukraine, and specifically its civilian population. Near the front line, people live life on the edge, according to the United Nations. The use of long-range weapons has steadily increased, doubling the number of casualties from 1 month to the next. As well, since March 2024, Russia has destroyed around half of Ukraine's power generation capacity, said Linda Thomas-Greenfield, U.S. Permanent Representative to the UN.
These attacks, including drone strikes and now cluster munitions, have only increased in frequency these past few months. In just one day, Russia took out 2 gigawatts of power availability. That's enough power for over 1.5 million homes.
Over the past 3 years, Russia has killed more than 12,000 civilians. Nearly 28,000 more have been injured, and millions have been displaced in attacks on schools and shops, homes and hospitals, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. Still others have been forcibly transported into Russia, children stolen from everything they've ever known, many still missing to this day.
These atrocities were orchestrated and overseen by the highest levels of the Russian government. War crimes and crimes against humanity unleashed in systematic violation of Russia's obligations under international law to protect civilian life and civilian infrastructure.
This humanitarian crisis is not limited to Ukraine. Russia's assault on agriculture has threatened food security for tens of millions of the world's most vulnerable, especially in the Sahel, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. Innocent Ukrainians, innocent people all across the world are paying the price for this war of conquest. They did not ask for this war, and they cannot stop it. The one who can is Putin.
Putin can at any time end the conflict that has not only killed Ukrainians, but hundreds of thousands of Russians too. Soldiers who could have been home with their families, but instead were tossed into a senseless conflict.
It goes without saying, Russia must withdraw its forces from the sovereign territory of Ukraine. And Russia must pay for the damage it has caused in Ukraine through its violations of international law, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. While justice in this case may be deferred, it will not be denied. And when, not if, but when Ukraine achieves that just and lasting peace, Russia will need to answer for its unlawful actions.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.